Update on the injury report. Hold on, I gotta be able to see. All right, did not participate Demarius Thomas, Julius Thomas, and Eddie Royal. Also did not participate was Daniel Fells, knee, Brian Dawkins, ankle. Full participation were Champ Bailey, Marcus Thomas, Noshawn Marino. Also did not participate today was Jonathan Wilhite with illness.
I feel good to say full participation.
Yeah, you know, anytime you've got a 10-time Pro Bowler that's, on the shelf or not on the buffet, it's good to have him back.
How much pressure is Orton under this week inside the building and then maybe outside?
Probably no more pressure than all of us. This is a production-based business, and it's all about W's and L's are the most important. And, there's that pressure that everybody in there is used to because it's like that every week. So it's not about one person.
What are you looking for out of him?
I'm looking for us.
Turnover.
We, all of us, not one guy, all of them, winning performance.
John, there's a perception out there that somehow a make or break game.
Well, I'm not into make or break. Obviously every game we go into, we're trying to win. That's what all this time and efforts for in preparation, practice time, meeting time, weight room time, all the things that professionals do. They're all make or break, so to speak, because they all count the same.
In these other games, you've gotten to go, you got a game right afterwards, win or lose, you just get right back at it. Now you'll have the bye after this. Does that put more pressure on this game, though, because you don't want to have a bad feeling for an extra?
Well, I think it always, I don't care how much times after a game, it always feels better after you win. The grass is greener, the sky is bluer, everything has a better look to it when you win. So there's no doubt that with a full week off, guys going different directions, it'd be nice to come off of a win.
You always look for positives in the game. It's probably tough to find them from that Green Bay game, but what can you pull from a positive standpoint from that game?
Well, again, we've already moved on. We're kind of thinking about the San Diego Chargers at this point, so I don't really want to spend too much time talking about that because it's past the 48 hours.
What do you see from that, Rivers, and what do you see there? Does it remind you at all of Rodgers?
Well, I think, they both play quarterback. He's a good player. He's got a different jersey number, wears a different color uniform. But he's a tremendous player. He's been in the Pro Bowl. They're getting about 411 yards a game offensively. They've had some issues with turnovers as well. They're a very good opponent that swept us a year ago.
The last 3 weeks, obviously the passing stats, we were talking running beginning of the year, but the passing stats, obviously Champ hasn't been there. How do you walk that line between maybe your best cornerback wasn't out there and the actual performance that was put out on the field?
Well, I think, as I've already answered, to have a 10-time Pro Bowler back in the lineup obviously makes the coach smile a little better. So he'll definitely help us in the pass defense area, and we're happy to have him back.
What do you expect from Marcus Thomas, obviously, getting his, hopefully, first game action?
Well, again, like guys that have been on the shelf, it takes a minute to get back into it. We saw it, with DJ Williams and Elvis a week ago, got their first action. They'll just get better and better, and I expect the same from Marcus Thomas.